Mortal Kombat. It's been a fan favourite fighting game for decades, and it's now back on the big screen after a huge SA production, and it's our privilege to bring you the director of the project this morning, Simon McCoy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, look, we are doing so well. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us. Now, as Damon just said, obviously Mortal Kombat has been loved by so many for generations. Did you feel a lot of pressure to get this right?
Well, I wouldn't say it was pressure, but I knew that we had to spend a lot of time really respecting the material and putting a lot of attention to all the details. There's so much there to work with, and there's so many things that matter to the fans and matter to what makes up Mortal Kombat. So there's a lot to think about. Yeah.
So with an established franchise, whether that's coming from comic books or previous films or in this case video games, that fan base, is that something you tap into? Are there a team of people that are going through the content and saying, okay, you know, this is the way this character should be represented, these are the catchphrases, these are the, even down to the moves of each character?
Yeah, well, I mean, that team of people was us. So yes, there is a team of people. And we spent a lot of time researching. You know, I actually have to say that my assistant, Victoria Cox, who's from South Australia, really knows the game very well. And so her and then other people we had around us really knew the material, and also the guys from the gaming company and the studio as well. So it was a big team effort that really dug into all the material. And we just went to the game, and there were many times we would be the stunt coordinator and fight choreographer, Kyle Gardner and Chan Griffin, would be developing the game, developing the fights, and they would research the game, and then we would look at the fight viz that they would put together, and then we would also stop and we'd look at the game and we'd watch things and we'd study it, and so it was just a constant process of always going back to the source material and making sure we were doing it justice. And so that never really stopped. I mean, we were doing that for many years, and we've only just recently stopped. So, you know, it is a lot to work with.
You're almost living out every kid's dream in that video games is work. So when you're doing it after hours, no one's saying, Simon, get off those video games, because you're doing the right thing there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, all the actors did their research as well, so that was really helpful. And those guys played a lot of the games, And Joe Taslim was fairly unbeatable, I hear.
Fantastic.
It's a team sport, filmmaking, and everyone really did their work to bring all the details and a lot of stuff. The actors were fantastic. Each of them really, really turned up on set and had great ideas and just really contributed and just added so much. It's been amazing.
If we're talking about the actors, what was the casting process like? Was it maybe a moment of having someone walk in the door and going, yep, that is exactly who we want? Or was it a little bit trickier than that?
Well, it's such a large ensemble cast. Each role was slightly different. So Joe Taslim was the first name on the pin-up board because I knew that Joe was going to be the perfect Sub-Zero, and I also knew that he was going to signal to everyone else that I was trying to cast for the film that, okay, we're serious about this, because Joe's got such a great great history of wonderful martial arts films, and he's a really good actor. He's very good. Represented judo, represented Indonesia in judo. So amazing guy. So he was first, and, you know, thankfully he said yes. And then from that point on, each person had a different set of requirements that we needed. And, you know, Jess McNamee, she just did a great audition, and she was wonderful, and I chatted to her on Zoom, and she just had a great energy, and
she's an Aussie treasure as well.
Aussie treasure, yeah. She was and she just brings this great authenticity to what she does. You know, you really believe her performances. And McCard Brooks, who plays Jax, gravitas beyond, and just amazing job. You know, so it's just a full team of people who will each bring their own set of strengths. And so, that was fun to cast. It was great.
We are getting very excited for the premiere of Mortal Kombat. It comes out tomorrow. We are speaking right now to the director of the project, Simon McCoy. Simon, we've obviously got a lot of state pride riding on this one. South Australian film industry, you've been working so closely with it. So much of the film was filmed here in different locations in our backyard. What was your favourite place to shoot during the production?
It's hard to pick up. I mean, funnily enough, probably the favourite place to shoot was at the bottom of the Lee Creek coal mine, which isn't exactly a tourist destination. But
it might be now.
Yeah. but that was wonderful because of just the visual scope and scale that gave. And shooting in South Australia was just amazing. We just had such a great time. The locations were one thing, but the crew were just really, really exceptional people. They, you know, no matter who it was, whatever department they were in, they were incredible. And everyone, all the international crew that came and the crew from other cities around Australia, just blown away by how good everyone was in South Australia. And we just felt really welcome. And that was a really lovely feeling. It made us feel energized. And there was a real freshness to the locations, you know, up in Mount Crawford. The old growth pine forest up there is just stunning. And I was really worried. I thought, where are we going to find an old growth pine forest in Australia? And South Australia delivered. And there it was. And it's just breathtakingly beautiful. And so, and then you go out to Coober Pedy and out to the desert there. And
it's wild out there.
Yeah, it's wild. And so there's so many really stunning locations that just made it really easy and lovely for us to work in, and people wanted us there. And South Australia delivered on every level. It's been amazing.
And I'd imagine a lot of films in this calibre would be heavily relying on sort of pre-built sets and green screens, but with locations like the ones we have here in South Australia, was it a bit easier for it all to feel quite real?
Yeah, so the approach I told everyone was in camera. Let's just shoot everything as much as we can. And obviously, you know, each character has their own set of superpowers that you can't be doing in camera. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, amazing visual effects companies in Adelaide, Rising Sun Pictures, and
they're great.
Mr. X, just unbelievable. I mean, these guys have world class facilities and people there. I mean, you've got no idea how good they are. They are so good. And so what those guys picked up on really well was in shooting in camera, you do already give the tonal quality of what we're going for, and then they just can see that, and they can see the approach, and then they just goes hand in hand with what we're shooting in camera, and then the visual effects that they provide become very elemental and real, and they build upon that. So you get a lot out of shooting in camera rather than just relying on total green screen. I mean, there is some set stuff, obviously, we did, but if you can do most of it in camera, then you really get that strong feeling in the whole film.
And utilising things like those beautiful caves, as you touched on, would have been so good for the actors to be able to be immersed in those environments rather than having to heavily rely on their imagination for so much of you know, a film like this.
Yeah, they loved it. It was just as mind-blowing for them as it was for us.
We got to finish with one for the Mortal Kombat fans. Of course, the series is famous for people that have played it for its hyper-violence, its fatalities, its kind of end-game moves. How have you worked that in? Are there some great surprises in store?
There's certainly some surprises. There's some nice moments of
nice.
fatality joy that come out of nowhere, so that's good. I can't say too much other than go and see it. Go and see it at the cinema.
Yeah.
Enjoy the huge sound and the huge visuals that, you know, we made a film to watch in the cinema, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. It certainly has been fun making it, certainly in South Australia.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for filming here in South Australia, and I'm sure everyone listening right now, let's do our bit, let's support South Australian-made films. Thank you, Simon.
Mortal Kombat is in cinemas nationally tomorrow. Simon McCoy, all the best for the project.
My pleasure. Great chatting to you guys.